Yes, sure. Haftar needs the Russian mercenaries, especially as a backbone for his air force to counter any eventual war with Western Libya. And the Russians are some kind of insurance for him. In return, he allows the Russians, as said, the use of bases to support the other mercenary operations in Africa. Consequently, any settlement in Libya which could make the Russian military support to the LNA dispensable is not in the interest of Moscow. But keeping the good relationship of the Russians with the government in Tripoli, with the Dabeba government in mind, I would not bet that the President Dabeba or a government under one of the most of the other presidential candidates would kick out the Russian mercenaries from Libya. It could very well be that they would still allow them to use Libya as a base for their other operations in Africa. I would say Moscow is playing in a very clever way both sides of the Libyan conflict.
Some analysts say Russia's control over a portion of diamond mines, oil reserves, and valuable mineral deposits in Africa provides a strong incentive for levering military strength in Africa. Does that mean the African Corps represents a calculated move to secure and expand Russian interests in Africa?
Absolutely. They are undermining the American and the Western European presence and influence in Africa. This is very much in the interest of Russia. Altogether, the competition between Russia and the West in Africa is about obtaining resources and denying them to the other side. The Russian mercenaries are paid in part by giving them access to gold and diamond mines and so on in their respective countries. In Niger, the Russians will certainly also aim for control over the uranium mines near Alit, probably in cooperation with Iran. Those mines were until a few years ago of critical importance to the French nuclear industry and might now be exploited by Iran. The, from a Russian point of view, for the time being successful pattern of sending mercenaries in return to access to resources will be certainly repeated in other countries on the target list of the Africa Corps, much to the dismay of the West.
In the wake of the coup in Niger, the United States and France are actively exploring alternative countries to host their drone bases for counterterrorism and surveillance missions. The United States agreed to withdraw its more than 1,000 troops from Niger, upending its posture in West Africa, where Niger was home to a major drone base. Does that effectively mark a new regional gain for Russia, which has ramped up its focus on Africa and backed military regimes in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso?
Yes, it does. This is certainly a significant setback for the Americans and a new gain for Russia, a very important new gain for Russia. The United States has lost its key drone base for surveillance of terrorists and of Russian military activities in the Sahara region. American and French intelligence from the drones and from other assets was shared on a need-to-know principle with the governments in the region to make their counterterrorism operations more efficient. I don't think that the Russians will be able to make up for this support with their own capabilities. I am pretty sure that the population of these African countries will learn rather soon that the Russian kinetic approach, ignoring sustainable development in these countries, will not improve their living circumstances in the long run. On the other side, I would say the corrupt governments will certainly benefit much more from the Russians, as will Al-Qaeda and ISIS from the absence of the Americans.
So with this Russian expansion in Africa, what should the US do to counter that? The
United States needs to find an entirely new approach, which is not only a military approach and which is more focused on improving the living circumstances of the population. You could call it also to win back the hearts and minds of the local population. It's necessary by a sustainable strategy, improving the economy in these countries to win better position in countering the Russian influence. The Russians, as said, betting more or less only on the military approach. What the West needs now is a comprehensive approach to counter it. Unfortunately, I don't see this even on the horizon.